basketball tournament on WAKO. This game is brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, Barner Service Center, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bogue's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rucker's Candy, and Leggett Lumber. And now, Capital Classic basketball tournament action here on WAKO.
And happy basketball season officially, we can say. We are live today from Red Hill High School for the first game of the annual Capital Classic here as the Red Hill Salukis get set to take on the Salem Wildcats in the first game of the annual Capital Classic here in Bridgeport. We're glad you joined us with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhart. This is the first time we'll see the Salukis in action as far as basketball is concerned. Of course, a couple weeks ago we were at the football field, and they were playing Athens in the football playoffs. And, you know, I talked to Brian Havel, which you'll hear later in this broadcast. And of course, you know, you're playing for a state championship, then you got to turn around and play basketball.
Right. And number that I was looking at, basically almost all the players that are in the first six, basically, were all on the football team. So they've had to make a pretty quick transition, you know, to basketball and kind of basketball conditioning.
Yeah. Let's take a look at the Red Hill Salukis. The starters, at least based on our information, will be Corbin Shoulders, Chase Murray, Andy Wells, Drew Moore, and Parker Havel. Of course, all five were members of the football team this year. Chase Murray was the quarterback.
Yep. And Cade Benson, probably the sixth man, you know. So your first six were all prominent members of the football team.
Taking a look at Salem, the starters for the Wildcats are Caden Ware, number 15, a 6'3 senior. Dawson Linder, number 20, a 5'11 senior. Damon Crosby, number 23, a 6'5 senior. Max Phillips, number 24, a 6'1 senior. And number 41, Cord Brown, a 6'6 senior.
Some size for Salem and some experience coming back. Salem beat Red Hill by about 25 or 30 last year in the tournament. Salem is a team that used to be in the North Duke Conference, and that was the first beating, I think, that they'd had against Salem since probably the 2000 season, when the last year as far as both teams being in the North Duke Conference. And, of course, in the last 15, 16 years, things have changed. Both the NEC no longer exists, and Salem, I'm not sure what conference they're in now, but it was a team that, you know, you'd see once a year, twice a year in basketball, once a year in football.
Salem defeated Red Hill last year in the Capital Classic 65-37, and then Red Hill finished seventh with a 67-65 win over Olney, and then Salem ended up finishing third. They lost 48-41 to Topless. Again, that was in last year's tournament.
Right, and one of the interesting sidelights is that Salem coach, Andy Fehrenbacher, I think he's about his third or fourth, but he was the head coach at Totopolis for about 15 years or thereabouts, and he's originally from Flora.
And, of course, Totopolis is also in the Capital Classic. They'll be playing at the Lawrenceville site. We'll get more into that later in our pregame show. We will take a two-minute break. When we come back, you'll get to hear from Red Hill basketball coach Brian Havel. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no fluff, no nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Barner Service Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A four-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Barner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
Casey State Bank is a proud supporter of our area football teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great football team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Casey State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hilltop Bar and Grill is excited to introduce its brand new party room. This is perfect for hosting your company and holiday parties, children's birthday parties, anniversary celebrations, and family gatherings in a private but upbeat atmosphere. Hilltop is family friendly and serves some of the best homemade food that you'll find anywhere. Serving breakfast and lunch daily and delicious dinner options on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. Fill your belly and stay a while. Hilltop Bar and Grill wishes you and your family happy holidays.
I'm Adam Reinhardt here with Red Hill basketball coach Brian Havel. Happy basketball season. Get ready for the Capital Classic. You know, first four games of the season. You've got a lot to see what's going on, but I'm sure after these first couple of weeks of practices, you got kind of an idea what you're going to see.
Yeah, you know, it's as everybody knows, we're a week behind. We didn't get in here as early as we could have, and it's showed. You know, we're still a work in progress. We've had about a week and a half of practice. I think we've went hard. We played hard, and that's the one thing I'm going to rely upon this weekend is that we go out and play hard. We're still going to be undersized against most teams, so we're going to have to fight and scrap. And I just got done talking to the kids. There's no doubt our defense is considerably, I think, ahead of our offense right now. And, you know, it's going to have to hold down the fort right now. We're going to have to stay in games defensively and rebound the ball and then offensively make better choices. You know, I have some concerns right now offensively just because we're not in a great rhythm. We've just not had enough time. But Capital Classic's a tough tournament. Like you said, it's four games in 2 days, and they're all great quality opponents. So, you know, we're just going to have to meet the challenge each game. And again, you know, we're trying to work some depth in there too because the conditioning isn't exactly 100% where I would like it. But, you know, we're going to compete the best we can.
Now, of course, the reason why you got started a little bit late is because of the success the football team had. You do have a lot of holdovers from the football team. How's it been like for them transitioning from football to basketball? You know, 1 week they're getting ready for a state playoff game. Now they're starting basketball season and getting ready for the Capital Classic.
Yeah, well, first of all, I can blame Coach Gray for getting me in here a week late. But anyways, you know, I've never had to deal with it before. You know, the kids come in off a tremendous football season and a very, very difficult loss. And, you know, the emotions were all over the place coming in a day after, you know, you lost a game that, you know, the football team had aspirations of winning that game. They weren't done. They weren't ready to move on to anything else. So, you know, that whole first week of practice, you know, expecting them to come in, like I said, I think we worked really hard that first week and we got some stuff done, but there was a delicate balance there because they were emotional and you know, so it would have been nice, you know, to give them a week or two off, but unfortunately we just couldn't afford that with our schedule.
Let's talk about the Capital Classic a little bit. The three teams you're definitely going to see are Salem, Mount Carmel, and Alney. And, of course, Alney's also on your conference schedule. So you had some pretty good competition right there to start the year. But I'm sure, you know, to start the season with a big tournament with those three teams, I'm sure it's going to help your team.
Yeah, it is. The Capital Classic is always just extremely tough, and you touched on it. You know, we play Salem first. Salem is going to be long and athletic, and I've talked to some people that saw them this summer, and they're very, very good. They could easily win this site. So that'll be our first challenge, and then, you know, Alney, pretty much we match up decently with Alney. We played them this summer. It was a good game, and, you know, that'll probably be a knockdown, dragout game. And then, of course, you got Mount Carmel that Mount Carmel's just been stellar for several years, and even though they got a kid that's out right now, one of their big guys, they still got a plethora of talent and big players, and you know, it's going to be a challenge, like you said, the three games here, and we just have to you know, play as hard as we can, and like I said, defensively we're just going to have to try to slow people down and try to do things the best we can.
All right, thank you very much, Coach, and good luck in the Capital Classic.
All right, thank you.
That's Red Hill Coach Brian Havel. We'll be back. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Ledge.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever pain, are we, Mommy and Daddy?
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Tea's, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young, and along with my parents, Steve and Judy Cunningham, as the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too.
And we are back at Red Hill High School getting ready to start the Capital Classic here as the Salukis will take on the Salem Wildcats. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhardt. Of course, this morning also the football state finals going on up in the Cal. We were hoping we'd be there ourselves with the Salukis, but that did not come to me. But we do have a score update. Tuscola, who is undefeated, is losing to Lena Winslow 14-7 in the second quarter. Of course, Tuscola defeated Athens last week on Saturday.
Right, and Lena Winslow, I think, is also an undefeated team. Yep. And you're talking about the Capital Classic now. Lawrenceville site getting ready to start. The first game there will be the Topless Wooden Shoes against the Marshall Lions. And then the Lawrenceville Indians will debut against the Fairfield Mules in the second game at about 12:30.
And, of course, tonight Red Hill will be back in action at approximately 7:30 against the Alney Tigers. That will kind of depend on what time the Salem-Mount Carmel game gets over first. But Salem and Mount Carmel will take on each other here at Red Hill. That'll be at 6 p.m. Central Time. And also tonight in Lawrenceville, Fairfield and Tutopolis will be the first game at 6 p.m. And then it'll be Marshall and Lawrenceville at 7:30.
Right. And a couple games tomorrow morning, I think, starting at 10 o'clock.
That's right. Red Hill will be back in action tomorrow at 10 a.m. They'll take on Mount Carmel and... then the 11:30 a.m. game will be Salem and Alney.
And then the finals are held here at Red Hill. And I think the first game will be the seventh-place game, but I think it's at 3 o'clock?
3:30.
Okay. So it'll be 3:35, 6:30, and 8 approximately on the schedule for tomorrow evening, or afternoon and evening.
And the championship game will be tomorrow at 8 p.m. Of course, Marshall and Fairfield tomorrow will take on each other at 10 a.m., then Lawrenceville and T-Town at 11:30. And you can also listen to all of Lawrenceville's games on Light 103.
Right. I think this is the only games, one of the games that where Red Hill and Lawrenceville are playing at opposite times.
Right.
And also on Saturday morning, they'll be opposite. Tonight, they're both playing the second games.
Now, of course, you know, a lot of people would expect Tutopolis to be in the championship game coming out of the Lawrenceville site, but, you know, upsets happen, and I believe Tutopolis finished third last year.
Yeah, Fairfield, I think the other team over on that side, they've returned a lot of kids from last year. Their junior varsity team was very strong and undefeated, I believe. On this side, people are looking at Salem and Mount Carmel.
Yeah, of course, Mount Carmel in the Big 8 Conference with Vincennes Lincoln and Washington and Jasper and all those schools. So they certainly have a lot of experience with big games and, you know, big time, maybe not so much tournaments, but certainly they have a lot of experience playing tough competition.
They've got the big Jackson Marcotte, 6'8", now finally a senior.
And I believe Marcotte was the MVP of last year's tournament.
He could have been. They had also a Justin Carpenter, who was about 6'8", last year also. And they were a very good team last year that won the tournament, so they'll be very strong over there. But I think like for Fairfield to be the other team over there, and over here Salem and Mount Carmel.
One basketball player that Red Hill's really going to miss this year is Cameron Venzel. Of course, he's at Greenville College right now.
He was a Sun Commercial area player of the year, averaging about 24 points a game, and saw him at a few basketball football games. But he's into the basketball schedule right now.
We are approaching tip-off time here at Red Hill High School with the first game of the Capital Classic as the Red Hill Salukis take on the Salem Wildcats. The tip-off coming your way. This is Red Hill football, or Red Hill basketball, on the Legend.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian and beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2 phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Ambrough Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrough Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrough Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road Monday through Friday and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Hilltop Bar and Grill is excited to introduce its brand new party room. This is perfect for hosting your company and holiday parties, children's birthday parties, anniversary celebrations, and family gatherings in a private but upbeat atmosphere. Hilltop is family friendly and serves some of the best homemade food that you'll find anywhere. Serving breakfast and lunch daily and delicious dinner options on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. Fill your belly and stay a while. Hilltop Bar and Grill wishes you and your family happy holidays.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. And we are back at Red Hill High School. We are just about set to tip it off here. Game one of the Capital Classic, the Red Hill Salukis and the Salem Wildcats. With Ron McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. We are just about set to go here at Red Hill High School. The Salukis will be wearing their blue uniforms. They'll still be the Salukis on the scoreboard, and Salem will be in the white. So let's take another look at the starting lineups. It'll be Corbin Shoulders, a 5'11 senior. He's number 35. Chase Murray, a 5'11 senior. He's number 5. Andy Wells, a 6'3 senior. He's number 25. Drew Moore, a 5'11 junior. He's number 23. And Parker Havel, a 5'11 junior, he's number 10. For the Salem Wildcats, who will be wearing the white uniforms but will be listed as the guest on the scoreboard, it'll be Caden Ware, number 15, he's a 6'3 senior. It'll be Dawson Linder, 5'11 senior, number 20. Damon Crosby, 6'5 senior, he's number 23. Max Phillips, a 6'1 senior, he's number 24. And Cord Brown, a 6'6 senior. He's number 41. So that is your starting lineup as the Salem starters are now being introduced to this Red Hill and Salem crowd. A pretty decent crowd on hand, given that it's Thanksgiving weekend and Black Friday.
Being on a Friday morning, you know.
Of course, a lot of people out Black Friday shopping, but this crowd has decided to instead spend their Black Friday on a basketball game.
Well, they may have shopped yesterday, or they're going to shop online.
There you go. Of course, the Capital Classic has been going on since 1989, a well-known tournament in this area.
Yeah. First year was four teams at Lawrenceville. Red Hill had a commitment to play in the tournament at Paris that year, so they didn't start the Red Hill site till the 1990 season.
So we are just about set to tip it off here as the both teams have been introduced. We are sitting on the north end of the basketball gym. We're just above the stage.
Right.
So
I'm not sure what this cubbyhole used to be. I think it was a storage place or something. They about 25 years ago, they made this into a broadcast area. So,
but Red Hill will be headed away from us, and Salem will be headed toward us. So we are set to go here. We are glad you could join us. Happy Thanksgiving weekend, even though Thanksgiving was yesterday. It's time for the Capital Classic, and here is the tip, and that's going to be taken by Salem. Dawson Linder gets the tip.
So open up in the man-to-man defense.
Salem's in the right wing now, now at the top of the key. Here's Crosby. Crosby with it, gets it back out to the top of the key. Now Caden Ware gets it out to the right side. Here's Max Phillips. And he gets it out back to the top of the key. Here's Crosby. He's going to take a three, and that's off the rim. And Crosby almost gets his own rebound, but it's picked up now. And back to Crosby. Misses the layup and a fight for the rebound. And Red Hill comes up with it, but now fight again for it. And this time Red Hill has it. Parker Havel now was the one who came up with that ball, and he has the ball now at the top of the key. Now out to the left wing. Here's Drew Moore. Drew Moore feeds it down low. Now back to Moore in the left wing. Moore feeds it out to the right side. Here's Chase Murray. Now out right side. Parker Havel. Now back to the left side. Now back to Parker Havel. Over to the right side now. They go down low and back. And we've got a turnover.
We got an offensive foul against Red Hill. I think it may have been Corbin Shoulders. Yeah, it was Corbin Shoulders with the foul.
So Shoulders has his first foul of the game, and Salem will take over. Salem now with the basketball. No scores. We're just over a minute into the game. Crosby dumps it out now to Dawson Linder. Here's a shot from the right wing, and that's good. And that was Max Phillips hitting that three for Salem. So Salem takes an early 3-0 lead. Phillips with the first 3 points of the game. Now Red Hill with the basketball. Top of the key now over to the left side. Here's Corbin Shoulders missing the layup, and Crosby comes up with it for Salem. Crosby drives down to the other end. It was tipped, but Red Hill tipped it out of bounds, and Salem will keep it.
Salem looked like he wanted to get up and down the floor. I think Red Hill does, too, when they have that opportunity.
6:22 to go here in the first quarter as Salem will inbound this time. Here's a shot just off the inbound, and that is good.
That was Linder again, I believe.
Yep, Dawson Linder. So it's 5-0 Salem right now. As Red Hill now with the basketball. Here's Chase Murray. Chase Murray at the top of the key dumped it off this time. Now Corbin Shoulders dumps it off this time. Here's Drew Moore with it. And that was nearly stolen, but Red Hill comes up with it. Here's a shot from the left wing. No good. And Salem with the rebound. Crosby now with it at the right side. Now top of the key over to the left wing. 5-0 Salem is your score. Here's Crosby top of the key for three, and that's good. So Crosby with a three, and that makes it 8-0 in favor of Salem. 5:35 to go here in the first quarter. 8-0 Salem is your score. They feed it down low to Drew Moore, and we got a foul against Salem.
They're trying to run a kind of a backdoor, the alley-oop type thing to Drew, which they ran several times last year, but Caden Ware was called for the foul.
Again, 8-0 is your score as they inbound to Drew Moore. Now top of the key here. Back right side. Here's Moore for a three, and that's good. Drew Moore gets the Salukis on the board. He was an excellent football player, too. Now Salem with the ball. Here's Crosby, top of the key. Feeds it down low this time. Now they're in the paint, and that was lost. That pass was out of bounds, and Red Hill will take over.
It went off the hands of Cord Brown, who was trying to make a move to the basket.
So Salem, five.
Into some pressure. Five. Into Moore.
Drew Moore with it. Crosses half court. Now inside the paint. He's going to try to lay it up. No good. And rebounded by the Wildcats. Caden Ware with that rebound. Now Crosby, left wing, drives inside. And we got a foul called against Red Hill. And it looked like number 10 of Red Hill was called for that foul, Parker Havel.
His first and team second.
8-3 is your score in favor of Salem. First game of the Capital Classic. They'll inbound here this time. Salem with the basketball on the left wing. Now they're at the top of the key. Here's Dawson Linder feeding it inside to Cord Brown. Cord Brown nearly lost it. Now back to Crosby at the top of the key. Now right side, Salem with the basketball. Linder again. Feeds it right side this time. It's Max Phillips. Phillips gets rid of it. Back to Linder. Linder's going to take a three, but he's called for traveling.
He came off that screen and then shuffled his feet, so the second turnover for the Wildcats.
4:36 to go here in the first quarter. Salem still up 8-3. Red Hill with the basketball as Drew Moore will bring it across the court. Now left side, Chase Murray in the left wing. Feeds it back out this time. Parker Havel back to Murray. Murray left wing. Thought about driving inside. Now does drive inside. Tries to lay it up off the backboard. And that's going to be out to Drew Moore from the top of the key. And he's got a three. Drew Moore with 6 points on the afternoon. And with 4:09 to go, now it's 8-6 Salem. Salukis on a 6-0 run here. And that one's going to be stolen by Chase Murray. And finally, that was kept by the Salukis. Andy Wells came up with that ball after a fight for it. Now Murray in the right wing. Gets rid of it this time. Here's Drew Moore. Drew Moore out to the left wing. Wells thought about it. Nearly lost it. Recovers it. Now feeds it inside this time. Now Murray, top in the paint. Here's a three from the left wing, and that's good.
Parker Havel.
Parker Havel with that three. And the Salukis have their first lead of the game, 9-8.
Salem had an 8-0 run. Now Red Hills had a 9-0 run. So
how about that? Now they feed it inside this time. Here's a shot from the paint. No good. Drew Moore with the rebound. 9-8 Salukis. Drew Moore with the basketball. Now Chase Murray has it. Out back to Parker Havel. Havel at the top of the key. Runs it out left. Now Moore at the top of the key. Feeds it back to Havel. Havel back to Moore. Moore's going to take another three, and that's in and out. And Salem comes up with the rebound. Linder gets it out to the right side. They go in the paint, and that's tipped out of bounds. And let's see. I couldn't see the call there.
Chase Murray hustling down there and knocked it out. Couple of coming for Salem.
So Salem will keep the basketball. Remington Carpenter will inbound it for the Wildcats. And he inbounds to Crosby at the top of the key. Crosby being chased by Havel. Mm-hmm. Here's a near steal from him. He's got to fight for the ball.
Call a foul on, I think, on Salem.
Looks like, based on the reaction, they're going to call it on the Salukis.
It's going to be in shoulders in second. Looked like he had the steal there, and then.
So Remington Carpenter will want to get inbound for the Salukis, or for Salem, I should say.
And now, Cade Benson came in for Red Hill. Now coming back in is Connor McKinney's in now also. The shoulders had his second foul.
So now Dawson Linder with the ball dumps it out to Cord Brown at the top of the key. Now back to Crosby. Now top of the key. Here's a shot by Carpenter that's in and out. And the rebound by Hayden Wimberly. Wimberly is going to be challenged. He draws the foul, and he'll go to the line for two. That's a shooting foul. Wimberly got that foul. He got the rebound and drew the foul, and he'll go to the line for two free throws.
Andy Wells called for that foul. Wimberly just came into the ball game. He is a 6'3 senior left-hander.
And his first free throw is up and good.
Steve Anderson would like that.
Yep. 2:31 to go here in the first quarter. We are tied at 9.
Murray coming in for Wells. Red Hill really goes small with Wells out of the lineup.
Yep. Wimberly at the free throw line again. Red Hill has to box out. Here's the free throw. It's up. No good. And Crosby with the rebound and puts it back in. Crosby's got 5 on the day, and it's 11-9 Salem. Now Red Hill with the ball. They feed it down low, and that's going to be blocked. That was Cord Brown with the block.
Cade Benson faked, made one fake, but then went up for it and was blocked.
So 2:19 to go here in the first quarter. Now the Salukis with the basketball. Here's Drew Moore. Drew Moore out to Murray in the left wing. Murray still left wing now. Back to Murray. Drives inside. Feeds it down low to Moore, but he stepped out of bounds.
Oh, he got a charging charge. That'll be the first foul on Chase. Second turnover against Red Hill. And fifth team foul against the Salukis. Only one against Salem.
2:03 to go here in the first quarter. 11-9 is your score in favor of the Salem Wildcats. Now they're in the right wing. They feed it down low to Wimberly. But that's going to be a foul called against Salem, an offensive foul.
They're going to call that maybe against Wimberly, pushing off, trying to get that. He was posting up, and Parker Havel was the one in front of him, and they call Wimberly for the foul. So
1:52 to go here in the first quarter. 11-9 is your score. Salem in front. Now Drew Moore crossing half court with the basketball, being guarded by Carpenter. Here's a shot from the right wing, and that's good.
Connor McKinney
with that three. And it's 12-11 once again in favor of the Salukis.
That's four threes for Red Hill.
Two of them were by Drew Moore. And there's a near steal, but he's got the steal, Chase Murray. And a foul called immediately, and it looks like that's going to be on Salem. Chase Murray got the steal.
Yeah, and looked like he was going to have a breakaway there, but they were still kind of fighting for it. And
Carpenter got called for the foul, it looked like.
Right. Team third for Salem.
Five against Red Hill. Murray inbounds. And now McKinney has it at the top of the key. Over right side, Benson. Benson drives in. Now right side again. Passes it off. And a travel call.
That's the third turnover for Red Hill. Salem has four.
As it stands right now, Drew Moore leads all Red Hill scorers with 6 points. Damon Crosby of Salem has five. But all 12 of Red Hill's points have come from three-pointers. So Salem with the basketball now as Dawson Leonard brings it across the court. Dumps it off this time to Brett Whitney. Whitney feeds it inside, but that goes out of bounds. It was tipped by Red Hill, and Salem will keep it.
And Drake Allen, some in the ballgame, is a 6'1 freshman for Red Hill.
Carpenter will inbound. He waits and feeds it inside. And that's going to be in and out. Carpenter with the rebound. He gets fouled trying to get the rebound basket. He took a hard hit, too.
And second foul on Chase Murray. So Lukey's going to maybe get into some foul trouble here as Remington Carpenter goes to the line and shoot two.
So Carpenter at the free throw line. The first free throw up and good. Six fouls against Red Hill so far. Three against Salem.
So Salem will be in the 1-1.
This game brought to you by People's State Bank, your community bank, and Carla Richland Memorial Hospital, offering full-time cardiology a heartbeat away. That free throw is no good and rebounded by the Salukis.
Rick Allen with his first career rebound.
There you go. Chase Murray now, or Drew Moore bringing the ball across the court, dumps it off to Cade Benson in the right wing. Benson with the ball. We are tied at 12 here. Now Benson again in the right wing. Benson drives down into the paint, tries to lay it up, and no good, in and out, and rebounded by Whitney. So Salem with the basketball in the right wing. Here's Crosby taking a three, and that's in and out, and Red Hill comes up with the rebound. Now they drive down in, and that's a layup, and that is good, and that was Connor McKinney with that basket. McKinney now with 5 points in the game, 23 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 14-12 is your score. Red Hill leads it. Now top of the key, right wing, Carpenter. And that was nearly a turnover there.
Yeah,
Leonard
but
gets it up, back out to Carpenter. Now Whitney back out to Crosby. Now Linder takes a three from the top of the key, in and out, and that's rebounded by Red Hill. Drew Moore with it, and he gets fouled with 0.6 seconds left in the first quarter.
And who took that last shot for Salem?
I couldn't see.
Okay. That's fourth team foul against the Wildcats, so Salukis have 0.6 seconds, but they do have the ball to start the second quarter.
0.6 seconds, they inbound Benson, and he's just going to let the clock run out. So, on the Port Blundy scoreboard, first quarter in the books, it's Red Hill 14 and Salem 12. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better. And our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Second quarter underway. Drake Allen dumped it off to Benson. Now left wing, here is Drew Moore. Drew Moore drives inside and gets the layup.
Drew now with 8 points in the Salukis' four-point lead.
16-12 is your score as we've just started the second quarter. Now Salem with the basketball. Here's Dawson Linder. Linder waiting, being guarded by Drake Allen. Now dumps it off to Crosby. Now top of the key, now right side. Here's Max Phillips dumping it off back top of the key to Linder. Linder dumps it down low, but that's another turnover. Yep. Cord Brown could not hold on to it.
Salukis were 5 of 12 in the first quarter, 4 of 6 on threes.
And 16-12 is your score.
So Red Hill was down 8-0. They've outscored Salem 16-4.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So Drew Moore now with the basketball. Dumps it out right side. Drake Allen at the top of the key. Allen dumps it down low, and Benson couldn't hold on to it. That was tipped out, though, and Red Hill will keep it.
Again, Murray and Shoulders each with two fouls.
This game brought to you by Ambrough Federal Credit Union, helping you grow your finances. 6:58 to go here. And they will now inbound it. Now dumps it out right side, Drake Allen. Now top of the key, and we've got an offensive foul against the Salukis. So Salem will take over. This game also brought to you by Larry Boat's Pizza, Lawrence County's Pizza, and Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking.
That was called against Kate Benson.
So Dawson Linder will take it across the court for Salem as they trail 16-12. Dumps it out to Caden Ware. Now Crosby left side. Back to Linder, top of the key. Now right side Phillips. Now dumps it out to the top of the key, and we've got a whistle.
I think they're going to call a foul on Cord Brown.
And it'll go the other way again.
That's 6 turnovers against Salem.
So 6:41 to go here in the second quarter. Again, Red Hill leads at 16-12, and they've outscored Salem 16-4 after that 8-0 start by Salem.
Andy Wells back in. I think he came in for Drake Allen, but I can't for sure.
And already we've got a whistle, and
tipped
out of bounds. So Red Hill will keep the basketball, and Connor McKinney will inbound it. And he dumps it out this time. So Parker Havel now has it at the top of the key, being guarded by Crosby. Dumps it out to Benson. Benson left wing being challenged. Dumps it out to Drew Moore down low. Moore back out top of the key. Drew Moore dumps it out to the right side now. Here's McKinney dumping it back. Now Havel again, this time Drew Moore. Drew Moore is going to take it from just outside the paint, and he's got it. Drew Moore with his 10th point of the game. And it's 18-12 Red Hill. Now Crosby now can't get it.
It was blocked, tapped away, so.
And Cade Benson with the rebound. He's being challenged, dumps it out this time. And Red Hill, Parker Havel now at the top of the key. He's going to take a three, and that's good. And Parker Havel with his sixth point of the game, and Salem's going to call timeout. And it looks like 30 or 60.
I didn't see what he was doing, so.
We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Port Blundy scoreboard. It's Red Hill 21 and Salem 12. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Safe Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People Safe Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
And we are back at Red Hill High School. Salukis on top, 21-12 over Salem. Salem now with the basketball as Dawson Linder will drive it across the court. Now here's Brett Whitney with it, dumping, trying to dump it out, but that's stolen by Drew Moore. Drew Moore now with the basketball. He's going to take it from just outside the paint, and he's got it. That's another two by Moore. He's got 12 points in the game, and it's 23-12 Salukis. Now Salem with the basketball, and that's going to be a layup, and Salem finally answers. And that was
Ford Brown
with that basket. And now Red Hill with the basketball.
Salem into some pressure. They're going to call traveling on McKinney. Fifth turnover against Red Hill. Salem has seven.
So McKinney with that travel as Salem gets the ball back. It's 23-14 Red Hill with 5:08 to go in the second quarter. So this time Red Hill will inbound. And here's Dawson Linder now with the basketball. Linder dumps it out this time to Whitney. Now right side, here's a three by Linder, and that's good. Linder with five in the game now.
Down to six. It was 11, but that's how the three-point shot can change the deflection
sure.
of the game pretty quickly.
Drew Moore now across the court, now close to the top of the key. Drew Moore with the basketball. It's 23-17 now. Dumps it out this time. Now Benson at the top of the key. He nearly lost that one. That was tipped, but he gets it back. Now back, top of the key. They drive inside, and that's going to be a foul called against Salem. Yeah.
That'll be the 16th foul against Salem. I think it's going to be a out of bounds. So
the next foul, though, would be a 1-1.
That was the second foul on Ford Brown. So both teams will be in the 1-1.
And that will send Andy Wells to the free throw line.
Well, they're going to give him two 1-1.
Yep. So Andy Wells will go to the free throw line here with 4:03 to go here until halftime.
Salem is 3 of 4 at the line. This is the first free throw attempt by Red Hill. Corbin Shoulders has come back in.
So some
No, now they're going to be out of bounds.
Yep.
They changed it.
It was the sixth foul, and that will be an inbounds play coming up from Parker Havel.
Because he was going to shoot, it would have to be a two-shot foul.
Yeah. Havel inbound this time. Here's a two from the right wing. No good. And that's rebounded by the Salukis. Now the basketball here. They drive down low. Can't get it, but they draw the foul. Corbin Shoulders now will go to the free throw line.
Shoulders and Moore are the two that will probably take it to the basket most of the time. We've seen Drew do it. Of course, Corbin got into foul trouble there early in the first quarter. So
that was a seventh foul against Salem, but that's a two-shot foul, so Shoulders at the line. Here's the first free throw. It's up, and it is good. Shoulders with his first point of the night, or of the day, I guess I should say.
Yeah, afternoon, morning.
Shoulders back at the line and gets the second free throw. So he's 2 for 2 now on free throws, and Red Hill with a 25-17 lead, and that is tipped away, but Salem will keep it.
Yeah, hustling back was Andy Wells as the Wildcats tried to move the ball up the floor very quickly.
25-17 is your score in favor of Red Hill as Salem will inbound from just under their own basket. Now right side Linder driving down to the top of the key. Dumps out to Crosby, who will take it, and no good. And that is going to be rebounded by Caden Weyer, and he's going to lay it in. So Caden Weyer with 2 points there. And we have a whistle, and it looks like a timeout. And that's going to be a 30, I believe.
I think so. I think you'd mentioned a 30.
So we will take a quick 30-second break on the Port Blundy scoreboard, 25-19 Red Hill. This is Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series shingles. We'll help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
4:03 to go here in the second quarter. It's 25-19 in favor of Red Hill as they will inbound from under the Salem basket. Now Drew Moore with the basketball. Being double-teamed, gets past Crosby. Now has to get it out, and this time gets it out to Havel. Havel, they got to get across the court, and they do. Havel dumps it down low, this time to Andy Wells. Now Moore again, out to Benson. Now Havel with it at the top of the key. Now left wing, here is Moore, driving it down low, laying it in. Drew Moore now with 14 points in the game. 3:35 to go, it's 27-19 Red Hill. Right side, here's Carpenter, trying to dump it down low, but that goes out of bounds. That was tipped out by Red Hill.
Oh, it's going to be a free throw. Foul on the play.
So number 40, Brett Whitney of Salem, will go to the free throw line for second, a 1-1.
Second foul on Tate Benson.
So Whitney at the free throw line. Here's his shot. It's up. It's no good. And Drew Moore with the rebound. Moore with 14 points in the game and has the ball now with 3:23 to go here and a 27-19 Red Hill lead. Moore dumps it out to Benson. Benson right wing. Fakes the shot. Now tries to pass it to Havel, but Havel let it go through his leg, and that's going to be over and back. So another turnover for Red Hill. That pass was intended for Havel, but I think it went through his legs.
Pass was kind of at his feet where he couldn't get a handle on it. So Chase Murray back into the lineup. So it's Havel, Murray, Moore, Wells, and Shoulders, the original starting five.
3:08 to go here now. Dawson Linder with the ball. Tries to feed it to Crosby, but that was tipped by Havel and stolen by Moore. Moore now across the court, top of the key. Dumps it out right side. Here's a three, and that's going to be off. Rebounded by Drew Moore, and he puts it back in. Moore with 16 now in the contest. 2:50 to go. It's 29-19 Red Hill. Now Salem with the basketball. Left side, Carpenter. Out to Crosby, top of the key. Now right side, Linder. Linder back out to the top of the key. Now Crosby, left wing. Crosby, top of the key now. Now Linder drives out to the top of the key from the left wing. Now right side, Carpenter. Carpenter out. Here's a shot from the top of the key, and that is no good. That is off.
That was a three by Crosby and a over-the-back foul against Salem.
I believe that three was actually by Hayden Wimberly.
Okay, Wimberly.
Yeah. So that will send the Salukis to the free throw line for a 1-1, and that's going to be taken by Parker Havel.
Weyer picked up his second foul.
This game brought to you by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County's only locally owned and operated pharmacy caring for you and about you. And by Sanders Family Chiropractic, Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa Sanders, here to handle all of your back and neck pain. Parker Havel now at the free throw line. His first free throw up and good.
It's his fourth point.
So that makes it 30-19 in favor of Red Hill. Havel will go back to the free throw line. Here's the shot up and good. So Havel makes it 31-19 in favor of Red Hill. Salem now with the basketball. Here's Crosby out to the top of the key. Dumps it out to Carpenter. Carpenter top of the key. Carpenter dribbles out right. Carpenter being pressured by Havel. Now dumps it out right side. Now Dawson Linder with it right wing. Dumps it out to Whitney. Top of the key. Now back out to Dawson Linder. 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Salem still at the top of the key now. And they feed it down low to Crosby, and Crosby's got it. Crosby with his seventh point of the game. And that makes it 31-21 Red Hill. They inbound it to Drew Moore. 1:40 to go here until halftime. Drew Moore in the right wing, dumps it out to Chase Murray. Now left side here. Left side again. Drew Moore drives down low. Can't get the... And that's going to be a charge.
It's Drew's first foul. Looks like he got the shot off, then he ran into the Salem defender after he took the shot. So I don't think they would have counted it if you're going in or not.
So 1:28 to go here in the second quarter. Salem will inbound this time. It's Dawson Linder taking it across the court. Now dumping it out to Crosby, left wing. Crosby drives out right wing. Now Linder with it again. Dumps it down low to Carpenter. Whitney comes up with it, but he's going to lose it out of bounds.
9 turnovers for the Wildcats, 7 for Red Hill.
And those turnovers have really helped Red Hill get back in the game and take a 10-point lead.
Drake Allen coming in for Chase Murray. Chase with those 2 fouls. I think Ryan wants to get him out of the game for the half.
Yeah. 1:13 to go here in the second quarter, and that's going to be tipped by Dawson Linder, and he can't come up with the steal. Red Hill's going to keep it.
And I think Corbin Shoulders is out right now with his 2 fouls. So you've got McKinney, Havel, Moore, Wells, and Allen.
So now Drew Moore gets double-teamed but gets it out. Now Parker Havel with it. That one was tipped by Salem, but Red Hill will keep it. That goes out of bounds.
Salem extending their full-court pressure with 1:03 to go in the half.
So McKinney will inbound it for Red Hill. They lead this one 31-21. 1:03 to go here until halftime. Drew Moore now with it. Crosses half court. He's being guarded by Carpenter. Gets it out left side. Here's Parker Havel. Havel now at the top of the key. Dumps it out right side.
I'm not sure if the Salukis will try to hold for one shot.
Andy Wells with the basketball now. Dumps it back out to Drew Moore, but it's stolen. That was Linder with the steal. Dumps it out to Crosby, and that's good. Crosby went out with 9 points in the contest, and it's 31-23. Red Hill inbounds out to Andy Wells. Now McKinney with it. 30 seconds to go until halftime. Drew Moore now with it.
He's fouled by
Carpenter, I think.
Yes, the second. So Drew will go to the line to shoot 1-1.
I think Carpenter was trying to draw a charge there, Rob.
Yeah, and he didn't have any kind of position because he kind of turned his... He wasn't in front of him. He was at the side.
Yep.
Cade Benson's going to come back in for Connor McKinney. As Drew goes to the line to shoot 1-1.
26.6 to go here until halftime. At the half, we will have the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. So Drew Moore at the free throw line for a 1-1. It's 31-23 Red Hill. First shot is up. No good. And that's going to be rebounded by Drew Moore. He gets his own rebound. He's in the right wing now. 20 seconds to go until the half. Moore with the ball. Drives out to the right side. Moore still with it. Dumps it out to Havel. 13 seconds now. Down to 10. Havel dumps it back to Moore. Moore being guarded. Moore at the top of the key now. Drives into the paint. Tries to dump it out left side. That's going to be a turnover.
Salem bottled up the middle on Druzy. Tried to take it down there. So Salem, 2.9 seconds to go.
He was trying to pass it to Drake Allen, but Drake Allen couldn't handle that pass. Now 2.9 to go here.
They pass it,
and that's going to be stolen. Havel tries to get a buzzer beater. No good. And that is going to be the half. On the Port Blondie scoreboard after 2 quarters of play, it's Red Hill 31 and Salem 23. Coming up, we'll have the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime show. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion. No better banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
The Port and Blondies, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. The salad bar is stocked fresh daily. They offer a special kids menu with kids 5 and under eating for free. Also serving up unlimited ice cream flavors, slushies, rich shakes, and candy-filled razzles. At the Port and Blondies, let them show you why they are the place to be.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise. Barner Service Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A 4-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Barner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Teas, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young, and along with my parents, Steve and Judy Cunningham, as the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too.
And we welcome you to the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhart. Your score at the half on the Port Blondie scoreboard, it's Red Hill 31 and Salem 23.
Yeah, the Salukis got off to, I guess you could call a slow start. They were down 8-0, but then scored the next 9 points to take a 9-8 lead and led 14-12 at the end of the first quarter. They held their biggest lead at 11 at 23-12. Salem cut the lead to 6. But the Salukis put it back up to, or put it up to 12 at 31-19. It's 31-23 at the half. Salukis, according to my, are 11 of 21 from the field, 5 of 7 on threes. They're 4 of 5 from the charity stripe. Salem is 9 of 18 and from the field, 3 of 5 from the charity stripe. I think 3 of 7 on threes. Red Hill's been out rebounded 12 to 10. They've come back. They were down like about a 9 to 4 rebounded, but they've come a little bit, back a little bit better there. Salukis have turned the ball over 9 times in this game so far, and Salem has 10 turnovers. Looking at the scoring, Drew Moore leading the scoring for Red Hill with 16 points. He had 2 threes in the first half, or first quarter. He was 5 for 5 on twos in the second quarter. Parker Havel with 8 points. He's hit a couple of threes. Connor McKinney with a 3 and a 2 for 5 points, and 2 free throws for Corbin Shoulders for 2. And leading the way for the Salem Wildcats, Damon Crosby with 9 and Dawson Linder with 8. As far as the fouls, Red Hill, Murray, Shoulders, and Benson each have 2 fouls. And for Salem, Caden Ware and Cord Brown and Remington Carter each have 2 fouls. But the Salukis lead here at the break 31-23.
I have a quick update, Rob, from the Class 1A state championship game in football. Lena Winslow is leading Tuscola 21-7 at the half.
Okay.
Of course, that game going on up in DeKalb.
Up in DeKalb. Illinois University.
Yeah. There you go. We were hoping we'd be there this morning. Didn't work out that way, but nonetheless, Tuscola, of course, defeated Athens last week. Athens, of course, defeated Red Hill 2 weeks ago. And Of course, this Capital Classic still an excellent basketball tournament.
Yeah, and then Slookie's playing at home on this floor, and they're leading, I said, by 8 at halftime here. So I know that Salem's going to try to put up the defensive pressure again on Red Hill, but they've been shooting the ball well, and I said 9 turnovers. Salem has 10, so and you expect the first game to be a little bit, I don't want to say sloppy, but team's a little bit out of control sometimes because you haven't really played against somebody else other than your own teammates.
And, of course, you know, with basketball, it's been so long since they've taken the court. And with Red Hill, as, you know, Brian Havel pointed out during the pregame interview, you know, a couple weeks ago they were focusing on football. So the football players, you know, the whole starting lineup is essentially on the football team. You know, they've only had a couple weeks to get ready for basketball. I mean, they're in football mode. Then they got to turn around and suddenly start practicing for basketball. And you talk about sloppy starts as well. A couple nights ago, I was actually at the South Knox Sullivan game, and that was a very sloppy start for Sullivan. They had a lot of jitters in the first quarter, but they certainly erased those in the second half. And likewise, South Knox had been off to a good start, and they were a lot sloppier in the second half. But you expect to see stuff like that in the first game of the season.
And I think, you know, if you ask Brian Havel now, he'd be very pleased with the way his team has performed here in the first half.
No doubt about that. It is the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. Once again, on the Port Blundy scoreboard, it's Red Hill 31 and Salem 23. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
The Port and Blondies, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. They offer a special kids menu with kids 5 and under eating for free. Each child that dines in for the month of October will receive a free dish of ice cream after their meal. At the Port and Blondies, let them show you why they are the place to be.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
And we are back at Red Hill High School. We are ready to start the second half of play here with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhart, and Salem inbounds the ball to start the second half. Dawson Linder in the right wing now. Dumps it out, top of the key. And that's going to be nearly picked off, but Salem's able to keep it. Linder feeds it down low, and that's going to be off the rim, and Chase Murray comes up with the rebound.
I think that was Brown that missed the shot. He was defended well there.
Now, here's a shot by Drew Moore for three, and that's going to be good. Drew Moore with his 19th point of the game, and it's 34-23 in favor of Red Hill. Crosby with the ball at the top of the key. Now they're at the free throw line. Down low to Crosby again. Crosby shoots it, and it rims in. Crosby with 11 points now in the game, and it's 34-25. Red Hill now at the basketball as Parker Havel drives across the court. Now left side, Drew Moore out to the top of the key, and we got a foul call, and it's going to go against the Salukis.
Maybe an illegal screen. I think maybe Andy Wells. I'm not sure. Yeah, his second foul.
So Salem will take the ball back as Dawson Linder gives it out to Crosby, and Crosby causes half court. Now back out to Linder, right wing. Now free throw line, Caden Weyer dumps it down low, and that's going to be no good, but rebounded and good by Cord Brown, and I think the foul, too.
Yep, you got a rebound.
And so Cord Brown's going to go to the free throw line for a chance and an and one.
And it's the third foul at Wells. Looks like maybe Salem's going to try to get inside with that big 6'6 kid.
They haven't really gone to Cord Brown a lot in this game so far, but
we only had 2 points in the first half. He missed that free throw, and Drew comes down with a rebound.
And that's going to be stolen, though, by Linder. And now here's a three from the right wing. No good, and that's rebounded by Chase Murray. So Murray, Drew Moore drives it down low, and he's going to be fouled on the way, and he'll go to the line for two.
Trying to go coast to coast there after the missed shot. Kate Benson will come in for Red Hill the next time for Wells, I'm sure.
So Drew Moore will go to the free throw line for the Salukis. They lead this one 34-27. Moore's first free throw is up and good. Today's game brought to you by WTHI-TV in Terre Haute, leading the way. Lawrence County Health Department offering a wide range of health care services for residents in Lawrence County. Moore at the free throw line, second free throw up and good. So Drew Moore now with 21 points in the game, and it's 36-27. Crosby now with the ball at the top of the key. Gets it out left side to Linder. Now down low, and that's going to be missed. And the rebound, though, he can't come up with it. And that's going to be, that was Cord Brown. He couldn't come up with the rebound.
He missed a couple of shots in there. And a foul is called against Red Hill.
Actually, it looks like it's going to be on Salem.
Salem, yeah, that's the third foul on Brown.
I
think Drew kind of blocked the first shot, and he got the rebound and went over the back.
I thought that foul would be on Salem, too, but Red Hill, I should say. Yeah. But instead it's on Salem, and Red Hill will take over. 36-27 is your score as Parker Hamill now has the ball.
Zone pressure, 1-2-2.
And gets it out, left side. Now here's Chase Murray, left wing. Murray loses that ball, but it's going to be picked up, though.
Corbin Shoulders
now out to Hamill. Havel dumps it out this time. Drew Moore. Drew Moore top of the key, being guarded. Gets it out to Benson. Benson back to Shoulders. Shoulders drives down low, and that's blocked. And Crosby comes up with the rebound for Salem. 5:53 to go here in the third quarter. Crosby driving with it, but he gets a blocking foul called.
I think it's on Drew, isn't it?
Yeah, Drew was trying to take the charge there, but instead it's a blocking foul.
It's Drew's second foul.
So Salem will take it. We'll take it out from just under their own basket. And we wait for the whistle here. And they will inbound it this time. They wait. And they'll dump it off to Crosby from under the basket, and he gets it. Crosby now with 13 in the game, and it's 36-29 Red Hill. Shoulders is going to dump it out to Drew Moore on the right wing.
Salem has really increased the defensive pressure here.
Yes, they have. Drew Moore dumps it out to Benson. Benson being double-teamed down low. Benson gets it out to the top of the key. Havel comes up with it. Now here's a three by Shoulders, and that's out. And that's going to be picked up by Salem. Now they're driving down low. And that's going to be blocked and tipped out, and Salem's going to keep it. And that was Caden Ware with the drive down to the other side and the shot blocked. So they will inbound. It will be Max Phillips inbounding for Salem. And he's going to inbound it to Linder. And Linder barely comes up with it.
Yeah, Parker Havel got up close to him, and Linder almost didn't come up with that inbounds pass.
Now Crosby at the top of the key dumps it out to Phillips. Phillips right wing. Phillips now at the top of the key being guarded by Shoulders. He's going to dump it out this time to Ware. Ware being guarded. That ball went off the defender's head.
Yeah.
Now here's a shot from the left wing, and that's going to be good. And that was number 20, Dawson Linder, with that basket, and he's got 11. 36-32 now is your score. Salem making a run. Now Drew Moore with the basketball across the court. Right wing, and he loses it, but we got a foul called, and it's going to be on Salem.
I think it's on Max Phillips. Each team now with 3,000 in the second half.
And, yes, it will be on Phillips, and that's his second. So 36-32 is your score. This game's brought to you by Sip It Sweet Tees, your one-stop promotional shop for all of your school spirit apparel, signs, banners, and print advertising needs. Chase Murray inbounds, being guarded by Crosby. Dumps it out to Shoulders. 4:41 to go here in the third. Shoulders with the basketball. Dumps it out to Drew Moore in the right wing. Moore drives. He's going to take it from just inside no good, and that's going to be rebounded by Whitney. So now Salem with the basketball. Dawson Linder has it, drives down low, gets the basket and the foul. Dawson Linder now with 13 in the contest. He and Crosby both have 13, and it's 36-34, and he's going to go to the line for another shot. And we got a timeout called by Red Hill. On the Port Blondie scoreboard, 4:27 to go here in the third quarter. It's Red Hill 36 and Salem 34. Back in 1 minute, Red Hill basketball on the Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Save Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Dawson Linder at the free throw line for Salem. Here's the shot, up and good. That's Linder's 14th point of the game, and that makes it 36-35 in favor of the Salukis.
But it was ahead 34-23.
It's been a battle of spurts, Rob, and that's going to be nearly tipped, but that's going to be a foul. That was Whitney tipping it, but Red Hill probably would have come up with it anyway.
Second foul on Wimberly.
So Chase Murray will inbound it on the left wing, being guarded by Crosby, and that's going to be a lost pass, and that's going to go the other way. That was intended for Benson, but that goes past Benson, and that's a turnover.
So Salem can take the lead for the first time since they were ahead 11-9 in the first quarter.
So now Dawson Linder with the basketball top of the key. Dumps it out right side, Crosby. And he's going to fire it over to the left side now. Here's Linder with it. Dumping out top of the key, Crosby. Crosby driving past Moore. Misses the layup, and that's going to be rebounded by Crosby, but it's going the other way.
Yeah, I think it was on Crosby over the back.
So an offensive foul against the Salem Wildcats, and the Salukis will take over again.
It'll be the third foul on Wimberly.
So Wimberly heads to the bench with three fouls.
And Carpenter coming back in. Remington Carpenter back in for the Wildcats.
3:58 to go here in the quarter. Red Hill now driving with the basketball. And they're going to dump it out right side, Drew Moore. Drew Moore down low to Chase Murray. Murray's going to lose the ball, and that's stolen. So now Salem with the basketball driving the other way, and that is going to be a layup, and that's good. And that's Carpenter with that layup. So Carpenter now with 3 points in the game. And Salem has a lead and another steal. Now Crosby with it. That steal was by Whitney. Now Salem has it. Left side, top of the key. Now left side again. Here's Jacob Harness. Harness still with the basketball, being guarded by Chase Murray. Harness loses it, and Red Hill takes over. Now down low, drive the Red Hill Salukis, and that's going to be a foul called on Salem. That was Connor McKinney making the steal, by the way. 3:09 to go here in the third quarter. Salem with a one-point lead. It's been a back-and-forth game both ways. And so Red Hill will inbound. And it's going to be Drew Moore in the right wing. Moore waits, being guarded by Phillips. Moore still with the basketball. 3 minutes to go here in the quarter. Now dumps it right side. Now here's Chase Murray in the left wing. Back to Benson. Benson, top of the key at the free throw line, drives in, and he's going to dump it out right side, Drew Moore. Drew Moore, right wing, being guarded by Phillips. Now dumps it down this time. Right wing here again. And that's Connor McKinney dumping it down low to Benson. Now here's Drew Moore, left wing. He's going to take it from just inside the line, and that's good. So Drew Moore with two more points, and that's 18 for Drew Moore. And on the other end of the floor, we have a whistle, and that's going to be a foul against Red Hill.
I think it may be Connor McKinney. His second.
So Drew Moore with 23 points in the contest so far. As they inbound to Crosby, and Crosby's hit on the way to the basket, and he's going to go to the line for two free throws.
That's McKinney again, but McKinney's about 5'10", 5'11", and Crosby about 6'3".
Yeah, and that's going to be the third on McKinney.
Crosby with 13 points will shoot two.
2:26 to go here in the third quarter. Crosby going to the line for two. Red Hill up by one. Here's the first free throw from Crosby. It's missed.
Off the front of the rim, short. So Parker Havel coming back in. He'll come in for McKinney.
This game brought to you by Ford's Photography, the area's trusted name for senior portraits, family portraits, sports, and special event photography. Damon Crosby going back to the free throw line for another free throw. 38-37 Red Hill, 2:26 in the third quarter. Here's the shot from Crosby, and that's good. So Crosby now with 14 in the contest, tied with Linder for the leading scorer with Salem. We're tied at 38 now. Drew Moore with the basketball, dumps it out left side shoulders. Shoulders being double teamed, and dumps it back out to Moore.
They're trying to double team and trap out front in that press. Then they slip back into the man-to-man, I think.
Now Chase Murray dumps it back to Shoulders, top of the key. Shoulders with it, being guarded by Phillips. Dumps it out left side now. Red Hill with the basketball. Here's Drew Moore. Drew Moore dumps it right side, Shoulders. Shoulders is going to take the two. No good. And Salem came up with the rebound, and they're going to, let's see here. It's going to be Salem ball. Red Hill crowd booing. They thought it should have been their ball, but it was a very close play. Salem kind of got the rebound being pushed out. So it's Salem ball, 1:47 to go here, and we're tied at 38. Dawson Linder feeds it down low. Here's a shot down low, and that's good, and that's Brent Whitney. What another shot.
Chase Murray tried to go for the steal and then open the lane for Linder.
Drew Moore almost lost it out of bounds, but it was tipped, and that's going to be Red Hill ball. So Drew Moore will inbound from the right wing this time and dumps it out this time to Parker Havel. Havel being guarded by Phillips. Now Corbin Shoulders with it near half court. Shoulders nearly traveled, but gets it off to Havel. Havel back to Shoulders. Shoulders being guarded by Linder. Now back to Havel. Havel right wing. Feeds it to Murray, but Murray can't come up with it, and that's another turnover.
Andy Wells coming back in for Red Hill.
40-38 is your score. Now, Salem on top.
14 turnovers for Red Hill, 5 this quarter.
So Dawson Linder will take it across the court for Salem. 1:09 to go here in the third quarter. Feeds it left side, now right side, Linder again. Linder dumps it down low to Crosby. Crosby's got an open look, and he's got it down low. Crosby now is 16 in the game, and it's 42-38 Salem. Drew Moore dumps it back to Corbin Shoulders in the backcourt. Now back to Moore. Moore crosses half court, back to Shoulders. Shoulders now to Murray, left wing. Avoids a double team, but Crosby tips it and steals it. Crosby challenged by Drew Moore. He can't come up with it.
Yeah, he blocked it.
That was blocked by Drew Moore. But now Red Hill still with the ball. Linder dumps it down low, and that's going to be blocked
by Wells, yeah.
Andy Wells with that block. Now Drew Moore has it driving down low. Challenged by Crosby, and he's fouled by Crosby. He was fouled on his way to the basket, and he'll go to the line for two free throws. A very wacky last 10, 15 seconds, and Drew Moore is going to go to the line for two free throws. 28.9 to go here in the third quarter. Drew Moore at the line. Here's his first free throw. It's up, and it's good. This game brought to you by Cunningham Young Funeral Home with three locations in Lawrence County to serve you. And by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, our local hospital caring for our local people. And by Rutgers Candy, take time for family and prayer and always give praise. Drew Moore at the line for his second free throw. It's up and it is off, and that's going to be rebounded by Salem.
You can tell that was a little bit long on when he took that shot.
So Dawson Linder now with the basketball, crossing half court. 20 seconds to go in quarter number three. He's being guarded by Havel. Dawson Linder now fakes out Havel. And passes out left side back to Wimberly. Now back to Linder. Linder top of the key. Feeds it to Phillips. Now back to Linder. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. And they're going to feed it to the right side, but a foul is called. And that's going to be on Red Hill.
Maybe on Havel. His second.
And, yes, it will be the second on Havel.
And Linda will go to the line, shoot 1-1.
Both teams now have 7 fouls in the half. So Dawson Linder at the free throw line, 3.4 to go. Here's his free throw. It's up and good. Linder now with 15 points in the contest. 3.4 seconds to go here in the quarter. 43-39 is your score. Salem on top. Here's Linder for a second free throw. It's up. No good. Drew Moore with the rebound. 1 second to go. He's just going to throw it up, and it's off the rim, and that will wrap up the third quarter. On the Port Blondie scoreboard after three quarters of play, it's Salem 43 and Red Hill 39. We're back in 1 minute with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Ambrol Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrol Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrol Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrol Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
And we are back ready to start the fourth quarter of play. It's Salem 43 and Red Hill 39. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart, and we will start the fourth quarter of play as shoulders inbounds to Drew Moore. So Drew Moore with the basketballs. We have just started the fourth quarter here in Bridgeport. Dumps it back to shoulders, top of the key, being guarded by Wimberly. Now out to shoulders again, top of the key, drives down low, and that's Andy Wells, and that's going to be a charge.
Yep, his fourth foul.
So Andy Wells picks up his fourth foul, and I'd have to think he'd be going to the bench pretty soon. Brian Havel will want to save him for later in the game, but Salem now with the basketball as Dawson Linder driving across half court. Dumps it down this time. And back out to the top of the key. Salem still with it. Here's Max Phillips, top of the key. Now Wimberly again being challenged by shoulders. Now down low this time to Ware. Ware gets his own rebound, can't come up with it, and rebounded by Phillips. Now they feed it down low to Wimberly. That's no good. And Red Hill still, Red Hill finally comes up with the rebound, and Andy Wells has it. So now Parker Havel with the ball. 7 minutes exactly to go here in the fourth quarter. Drew Moore in the left wing. Now Corbin Shoulders. Shoulders drives down low, and that's going to be nearly tipped, but a foul is called. And that's going to be on Salem.
Shoulders would have lined to shoot 1-1. Could cut the lead to 2.
Both teams now with 8 fouls here in the contest.
Fourth foul on Wimberly.
This game brought to you by the Port Blondies in Bridgeport, the place to eat for a great meal or just a treat. And by Varner Service Center, offering all the automotive services that your vehicle needs. And by Jade's Hilltop Grill, serving breakfast and lunch daily, dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evenings.
And I think Drake Allen came in for Andy Wells.
Drake Allen actually spent some time as a quarterback for the Salukis when they had a big lead. So now Corbin Shoulders at the free throw line, 1-1. Here's the first free throw. That's good.
And the one thing, by not having Mitchell Nash available, his 6'4 frame, hurts too.
Corbin Shoulders now with 3 points in the contest. Wimberly, of course, picked up his fourth foul for Salem. Shoulders at the line again. Here's a second free throw. That's on the rim and good. Make that 4 for Shoulders. And it's 43-41. Salem still on top. Now right side Linder feeds it down low, and that's going to be tipped, and that's
Red
a
Hill
turnover.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was intended for Cord Brown, but he's unable to come up with it.
He just came back in with his, he's got 3 fouls, so they put him back in.
So now Drew Moore with the basketball feeds it down to Parker Havel across the half-court line. Now they try to dump it down low, but that's stolen by Corey Brown. Now Dawson Linder with the ball at the top of the key for Salem. Feeds it off right side Phillips. Phillips hesitates there and gets it out to Crosby. 6:23 to go here. It's 43-41 Salem. Crosby ball at the top of the key. Now left side Phillips. Phillips now top of the key again. Right side Crosby. He's going to take a three, and that's no good, and rebounded by Red Hill. That was Corbin Shoulders coming up. Right there, stolen by Crosby. Crosby lays it in. Crosby with 18 now, and it's 45-41 Salem. Now Andy Wells being double-teamed. He's fouled.
41, I think. That may be the fourth foul on Cord Brown. And Andy Wells on the line to shoot 1-1. Andy hit the score in the game.
So Salem now with 9 fouls and Red Hill with 8. And we have an update from the Capital Classic at Lawrenceville. Teutopolis won their first game. That free throw up by Andy Wells, no good, and rebounded by Salem. So now Dawson Linder with the ball, crossing half court. Left side Crosby. Crosby gets a screen there. Crosby still with it, dumps it out to Linder. Linder at the free throw line, now out to the left wing. Back to Phillips. Phillips top of the key, being guarded by Drew Moore. Right side Crosby again. 5:35 to go here in the game. Crosby free throw line, now left side Phillips. Dumps it down low this time to Ware. Ware in and out, it rimmed out, and Andy Wells with the rebound.
That thing rolled around a couple times.
So now Drew Moore with the basketball, 5:17 to go here in the game. As he hands it off to Havel, and Havel crosses half court. Now right side, Corbin Shoulders being guarded by Crosby. Feeds it down low to Wells. Wells can't get it, gets his own rebound, being double-teamed, throws it up, he gets fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line for 2. And that will be the 10th foul, I believe, against Salem. So all fouls on Salem will be 2 shots for Red Hill for the rest of the game. And in the meantime, here's Andy Wells at the free throw line. His first free throw is up and good. Wells with his first point of the contest. This game brought to you by Casey State Bank, your community, your bank. Wells at the line for his second free throw. It's up and it's off, and Crosby loses the rebound and now gets it. So now Dawson Linder with the basketball. Red Hill up by 3. Feeds it out this time. Ware. Ware tries to feed it down low to Crosby. It's tipped, and now we got a foul called. And it looks like it's going to be on Red Hill.
I think Drake Allen's got a call for that foul. And Crosby will go to the line to shoot 1-1. He's 1 of 2 at the line.
That is the 9th foul against Red Hill, so any foul after this will be 2 shots for Salem. In the meantime, Crosby at the free throw line. His first free throw up and good. Make that 19 now for Crosby. This game brought to you by Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, serving Lawrence County for over 10 years. Crosby at the line for a second free throw, and it's good. And the score of the Teutopolis game was 66 and Marshall 33. So Teutopolis 1-0 in the Capital Classic. Meanwhile, here's Drew Moore getting double-teamed. Left side, here's a 3 from the left wing. No good. And that's going to be rebounded by Ware. And Ware dumps it out to Phillips this time. And now Dawson Linder has it and crosses half court for Salem.
So he's going to have to come up with some defensive stops, and also because they're down 5.
So now left side here, Phillips. Dumps it down low, and that's going to be out of bounds, and Red Hill will take over.
I'm going to take that.
So 4:20 to go here in the fourth and final quarter of the Capital Classic opener. Salukis trail, 47-42.
Salukis only scored 11 points in the second half after 31 in the first half.
It's been a couple of spurts, that's for sure. Now right side here is Andy Wells being double-teamed, gets it out to Shoulders. Shoulders also double-teamed, gets it out to Drew Moore. Drew Moore being guarded by Linder, now dumps it out to Parker Havel. Havel goes over to the right side, out to Shoulders. Shoulders being triple-teamed, gets it out to Murray. Now here's Moore with a 3. That's no good, and that's going to be rebounded by Linder. So we're under 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. It's Salem 47 and Red Hill 42. Now Crosby out to the top of the key. Right side, here's Linder. Now backed out to Phillips and Crosby in the left wing. Now top of the key, back out right side. Here's Phillips. Phillips, now top of the key again, Linder and Crosby in the left wing. 3-3 to go here in the fourth quarter now. Salem on top by 5, and they have the ball. Dawson Linder again drives out to the right side, being guarded by Havel. Dumps it out to Ware this time. Ware has to stop and get it out, and Linder has it at the top of the key again. Linder being pressured, and there's a screen there, and that's going to be an offensive foul.
Against Caden Ware.
Parker Havel fell down and was able to take that offensive foul.
So Saluki is another ball trailing by 5, 3:12 to go.
Again, that, of course, Salem already had 10 fouls. So,
but and that being a player possession foul or considered an offensive foul.
So Red Hill now with the basketball as Parker Havel will cross half court with it, being guarded by Linder. Now left side, Drew Moore, also being guarded by Linder. Now here's Shoulders, top of the key. Chase Murray, left wing. Murray back out to Shoulders, top of the key. Now Havel with it. Back to Shoulders, back to Murray, left wing. Murray goes past the defender there, past Ware, dumps it out to Shoulders. Shoulders loses it, but comes up with it, and that's going to be tipped out, and Red Hill will keep it. And that was Ware tipping it out, but unable to get the steal. So 2:46 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's Salem 47, Red Hill 42. And now Drew Moore has it, top of the key.
Salem looks like they're in a zone defense here that's been...
Now Shoulders, left wing, drives low, and he's fouled.
He'll go to the line for two.
Yeah, as you say, it's been a zone defense so far for Salem.
I think they went to that after the first half because Drew was able to take the ball inside and everything like that, but Corbin at the line could cut the lead to three if he could hit these free throws.
He does not get his first one. He will get one more free throw, though.
He was 4 of 4 at the line.
So your score is 47-42 as Shoulders will get one more free throw. Brett Whitney just came back into the game. Here's the second free throw, and that's good. Shoulders with his fifth point of the contest. 2:35 to go here. It's a four-point Salem lead. Now Linder with it, and we're going to have a timeout.
30 seconds.
And it's going to be a 30. So we'll be back in 30 seconds on the Port Blondie scoreboard. It's Salem 47, Red Hill 43 with 2:31 to go. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no-fluff, no-nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
2:31 to go here in the fourth quarter. Salem on top, 47-43. Coming up following the game, we will give you our Carla Richland Memorial Player of the Game and Ambrough Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game. That's coming up after this game. In the meantime, Salem has just inbounded, now with the ball. Left side, here's Linder, and he loses it. That was Havel with the steal. And now Drew Moore has it crossing half court. Moore dumps it out now to Havel. 2:15 to go here. Back out to Moore, left side. Moore gets a screen there from Wells. Dumps it out to Wells. Wells tries to lay it in. He's got it. And a foul. Andy Wells with the and one. That's his third point of the game, and he'll go to the line for another free throw.
And that's the fifth foul on Cord Brown.
Cord Brown, the big man down low for Salem, fouls out. And he had 2 points in the contest, I believe. Brown hasn't gone to the bench yet, but they're going to put in Caden Ware in his place.
And he has 4 fouls.
So Salem dealing with some foul trouble here.
Wimberly with 4 fouls. Wells the only one with 4 fouls for Red Hill. So,
in the meantime, Andy Wells at the free throw line. His free throw up and good. Bounced off the rim, and it's good. 1 point game, 2:05 to go here. What a way to start the Capital Classic.
Right.
Linder at the top of the key, dumps it out to Crosby. We're under 2 minutes now. Now right side. Here's Carpenter. Now top of the key again. Here's Ware. Out left side. Now Crosby from the free throw line. No good, and Red Hill with the rebound. That was Wells with the rebound, and now Havel will take it across the court for Red Hill. Now shoulders, top of the key. Dumps it out to Wells. Now here's Drew Moore with it. Being guarded by Carpenter. Now dumps it out this time. It's Corbin Shoulders again being guarded by Crosby. Now Wells, and he loses it. That was tipped, though.
It was tipped. I saw the official going tip, so.
Yep. So Drew Moore has it now being guarded by Remington Carpenter. Moore crosses half court. Now Chase Murray with it. Salem still on his own defense. Now left side here is Havel. 1:10 to go here in the game. Now Chase Murray with it, driving down low. Got to find some room here.
And a timeout, Ray Hill.
And a timeout called by the Salukis.
Yeah, he was getting trapped over there, so.
So 1:04 to go here in the fourth quarter on the Port Blondie scoreboard. It's Salem 47 and Red Hill 46. What a finish ahead we have for you. Back in 60, it's Red Hill basketball on the Legend.
Barner Service Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A four-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Barner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
KC State Bank is a proud supporter of our area football teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great football team. At KC State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. KC State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We've got a heck of a finish on your way with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhardt. It's Salem 47, Red Hill 46. 1:04 to go in the game, but the Salukis have the basketball. And Corbin Shoulders will inbound from just under the basket. He waits, and he's going to feed it out to Chase Murray, now in the backcourt. Murray drives out left side, now back to Shoulders. Now Drew Moore, we're under a minute to go here. Drew Moore with the ball at the top of the key. Now Shoulders takes a three from the left wing. No good, and Crosby comes up with the rebound. 45 seconds to go here. Salem with the ball and a one-point lead. Here's Linder, and Red Hill immediately fouls. And it looked like Havel committed that foul to stop the clock.
His third, and it'll be Linder going to the line for two. Be two shots. He is 2 of 2 from the line, so he could extend the lead to three.
And he's got, if I can read my handwriting, either 15 or 16.
I've got him with 12 right now.
Okay. Dawson Linder with the free throw. It's up, and it's good. So Dawson Linder makes it 48-46 in favor of Salem, and he'll get one more free throw. 41.8 seconds to go here in the game. Here's the second free throw. It's up and good.
It rolled around, but...
Sure did. 41.8 to go here. Red Hill can tie it with a three. They have the ball. Here's Shoulders now. Out to Drew Moore. Moore feeds it right side, and that's going to be tipped out of bounds, yeah. And Red Hill will keep it. That was Andy Wells the pass was intended for.
Salem's still in that half-court zone press. Took about 8 seconds to get the ball up to that part. So
Chase Murray will inbound now. Right side, here's Drew Moore. Moore goes past Crosby, and he falls down, but a foul's going to be called. Looks like on Crosby.
That'll be his fourth. So Drew will line 4-2 with 30.1 seconds to go.
And, of course, you know, with 30.1 seconds to go, you don't need a three-pointer. I mean, you can get two free throws here and cut the lead to one, yeah. And then obviously foul again.
Right.
And in the meantime, here's Drew Moore at the free throw line. First free throw up and good. 25 now for Drew Moore. 30.1 to go here. And Crosby again now with four fouls. In the meantime, here's the second free throw from Drew Moore. It's up and it's good. One-point game again, 49-48. Salem. Now they're putting pressure here on Linder. Now they get it out to Carpenter. Linder still with it. 23 seconds left. Havel all over him. Dumps it out to Crosby. Crosby still with it. They triple-team him and foul him.
Foul on Drew.
So that will send Crosby to the free throw line.
Well, he just hit two a while ago.
So 18.8 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter.
And you said Linder had 15. He's got 17 now.
Yep.
I couldn't read my writing.
So in the meantime, Crosby at the free throw line. His first free throw up and good. That's his 20th point of the game. Leads all scorers for Salem. 50-48 Salem with 18.8 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's the second free throw. It's up and good. 21 for Crosby. And Red Hill trails by three. They can hold for the last shot if they want.
Well, they're going to have a three.
Here's Drew Moore with it, and they're going to call timeout.
Red Hill will have one timeout remaining.
So a timeout taken by the Salukis on the Port Blondie scoreboard. 11.5 to go here in the game. It's Salem 51 and Red Hill 48. We're back in 30 seconds. It's Red Hill basketball on the Legend.
Hilltop Bar and Grill is excited to introduce its brand new party room. This is perfect for hosting your company and holiday parties, children's birthday parties, anniversary celebrations, and family gatherings in a private but upbeat atmosphere. Hilltop is family friendly and serves some of the best homemade food that you'll find anywhere. Serving breakfast and lunch daily and delicious dinner options on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. Fill your belly and stay a while. Hilltop Bar and Grill wishes you and your family happy holidays.
What a way to start the Capital Classic with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhardt. 11.5 seconds to go here. Red Hill down by three with the basketball. It's 51-48. Rob, obviously you got to take a three here.
We're going to have to, unless you get something really quick underneath and then call timeout.
I mean, you could do that. You're right. But they'd have to foul immediately.
Right. And, you know, the clock's going to run. And it's not like college where when you score in the last minute, the clock stops. And this
right.
doesn't happen in high school, so...
And, of course, you know, if Red Hill were to hit a basket here, it wouldn't be like the NBA where you get the ball at half
right.
court.
So it's probably going to be a three.
So Chase Murray will inbound from the right wing with 11.5 seconds to go here. And the Salukis trailing by three. Again, Salem will take on Olney tonight at 7:30.
And Salem wants a timeout.
And we'll have another timeout here.
That's a full timeout.
So a full timeout taken by Salem on the Port Blondie scoreboard again. 51-48 Salem with 11.5 to go in the game. We're back in 60. This is Red Hill basketball on the Legend.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and Dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never, ever a pain army, Mommy and Daddy.
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Here we go. Chase Murray's going to inbound from the right wing. Dumps it out to Shoulders. 10 seconds now. Shoulders at the free throw line. They got to get a three here. Shoulders
looking,
top of the key.
And they're looking for more.
Drew Moore.
He's going to take
a three. And it's
missed
no
it.
Good. It's an air ball. Shoulders can't come up with it. And with 0.6 seconds, Salem's going to take the ball. And it looks like Salem's going to take game one.
You don't need to foul here. Because
no. And they'll dribble out the clock and that's it. So Salem opens the Capital Classic with a 51-48 victory over Red Hill on the Port Blondie scoreboard. And Red Hill will take on Olney later tonight at 7:30 p.m. Salem will take on Mount Carmel at 6 p.m. And coming up next here at Red Hill High School, it'll be Mount Carmel and Olney. Of course, it's not a tournament bracket in which the winner plays the winner. That'll be decided with tomorrow with the 7th, 5th, and 3rd and 1st place games tomorrow. But your final score on the Port Blondie scoreboard, it's Salem 51 and Red Hill 48. We're back in 2 minutes. This is Red Hill basketball on the Legend.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Tea's, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young, and along with my parents, Steve and Judy Cunningham, as the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans too.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Ambrall Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrall Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrall Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Once again, your final score on the Port Blaney scoreboard. It was Salem 51 and Red Hill 48. As Salem takes the first game of the Capital Classic, they're 1-0, and Red Hill is 0-1. And we welcome you now to our postgame show with Rob McKinley. I am Adam Reinhart, and let's go ahead and announce our Carla Richland Memorial Player of the Game, and it's Drew Moore.
Drew Moore, 26 points. And the sub of the game, we're going to go with Connor McKinney. Came off the bench, had 5 points in the first quarter. So Drew Moore, player of the game, and Connor McKinney, sub of the game.
Yep. So congratulations, Drew Moore. He is our Carla Richland Memorial Player of the Game and our Ambrough Federal Credit Union sub of the game, as Rob just said, is Connor McKinney. McKinney finished with how many points? I had five,
yes.
Yep. And Drew Moore, of course, with 26. And Drew Moore certainly kept the Salukis in the game for pretty much the whole game. So Moore is our Carla Richland Memorial Player of the Game, and Connor McKinney is our Ambrough Federal Credit Union sub of the game. Let's take a look at the rest of the schedule for the Capital Classic. Of course, later tonight, Salem and Mount Carmel will see each other, and Red Hill will take on Arndt Olney at 7:30, and you can hear that game right here on the Legend. Mount Carmel and Olney out on the court right now warming up for their game, which will tip off in about 12 minutes. Over at the Lawrenceville site, Tutopolis was victorious today with a 66-33 victory over Marshall, and Lawrenceville and Fairfield are getting ready to 60-33, not 66. Lawrenceville and Fairfield getting ready to play each other. You can hear that game on our sister station, Light 103. And then tonight over at Lawrenceville, it'll be Fairfield and Tutopolis at 6 o'clock, and then at 7:30, it'll be Marshall and Lawrenceville, and you can also hear that game on our sister station, The Legend, and Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman will have the Lawrenceville games for you.
Taking a look at some of the scoring in this ball game, we'll go the first quarter. Red Hill led by 2 at the end of the first quarter, 14-12. They were up by 8 at the half, 31-23. They increased the lead to 11 a couple times, once in the third quarter, 34-23. But Salem came back for a 4-point lead after three quarters, 43-39. Salukis fell behind by 5 at 47-42. Got it within one at 47-46 and 49-48. But Salem, 6 of 6 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. They hold on to win at 51-48. Drew Morley.
We will take another quick break, and we'll be back with more post-game stats, and hopefully we'll hear from Red Hill basketball coach Brian Havel. So we'll be back after this two-minute break. The Port Blaney scoreboard, Salem victorious 51-48 over Red Hill. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Hilltop Bar and Grill is excited to introduce its brand new party room. This is perfect for hosting your company and holiday parties, children's birthday parties, anniversary celebrations, and family gatherings in a private but upbeat atmosphere. Hilltop is family friendly and serves some of the best homemade food that you'll find anywhere. Serving breakfast and lunch daily and delicious dinner options on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. Fill your belly and stay a while. Hilltop Bar and Grill wishes you and your family happy holidays.
Once again, your final score on the Port Blundy scoreboard, it was Salem 51 and Red Hill 48. Red Hill will take on Olney at 7:30 tonight, and Salem will take on Mount Carmel at 6 o'clock tonight. And you have some more stats for us.
Yeah, Drew Moore led the way for the Slugs with 26 points. Parker Havel had 8. Andy Wells, 4 all in the fourth quarter. Corbin Shoulders had 5, and Connor McKinney with 5. And leading the way for Salem, Damon Crosby had 22, and Dawson Linder had 17. Unofficially, Salem was 18 of 38, Red Hill 14 of 38. From the free throw line, Red Hill 14 of 18, Salem 12 out of 18. The Wildcats out-rebounded Red Hill 24 to 18. The Slugies committed 16 turnovers to 14. And I think, see there in the second half, Salem went into some zone pressure and some zone defense, and that kept Red Hill from driving to the basket like they did in the first half. They hit the free throws down the stretch in the fourth quarter, you know, to keep the game when it got really close, which was close all the way, but trying to utilize their size inside, and they were able to do that somewhat and hold on for the win for Salem.
Oh, I've been keeping track of the Class 1A State Football Championship game. It sounds like Tuscola has the ball at midfield with 107 left, and they're down by 1 point.
Oh.
So a very dramatic finish setting up for...
Could be
that
there,
game.
You know, with a touchdown or even a field goal or something like that could decide that game. So.
Yeah, and of course we didn't see any field goals from Red Hill this year. But
no.
So looking ahead to tonight, Red Hill will see the Olney Tigers, and of course they're also a Little Illini conference opponent. So it's pretty interesting to see two conference opponents take on each other in a game that won't affect the conference race, but nonetheless a good way for two schools to already get to know each other.
Well, I was thinking if you dropped Totopolis out of this tournament, and also I'm thinking there's somebody else, not Fairfield, but let me look at this thing. I was looking at something here. If you dropped Totopolis and Mount Carmel out of the tournament and brought in Flora and Carmi, you'd have the old NEC teams in the gut, because you got 6 former NEC teams in this tournament.
I have another football score to pass along. Pioneer is leading Eastern Green 28-7 at the half over in Indiana in their state final. So Eastern Green, another nearby team, trailing at the half in that football state championship game. We're still waiting to hear from Brian Habel, and it looks like he's on his way. So we are here now with Red Hill basketball coach Brian Habel, and first game of the season underway. Obviously, definitely some spurts in this game. You know, you got off to a 8-0 deficit, but then came back and took the lead. Second half, pretty much up and down for you guys.
Yeah, they come out, punched us in the mouth early, got up 8-0, and then we weathered the storm and we decided to play basketball and. Had a good first half of basketball, and we knew what was going to come in the third quarter. We tried to talk to our kids about it. It got really physical, and they were doing some stuff to us that I'll just be honest, we haven't had a ton of time to look at in practice, and I think it showed some in the second half. And you know, it was a good hard-fought game, and that's, you know, we wanted to go out and battle them the best we can, and you know, we obviously would have loved to have won the game. It was right there for the taking, but we just couldn't quite get it done.
It looks like they went to that zone press and some zone defense, especially in the second half, and that kept Drew and some of the others from taking, driving the lanes and things and getting some of the shots you had in the first quarter.
Yeah, it did. You know, they're about as lengthy and athletic as a team as we'll probably see all year, and they've got some quickness, and they present a lot of problems. But, you know, overall, I'm proud how we competed today for the situation I thought we were in. And, you know, but, you know, like I told the kids, that means nothing. We got to come back tonight and battle a good Olney team and see if we can't come away with a win. So we'll have to rest up and see what happens.
Obviously a quick turnaround for the football players, your whole starting lineup on the football team. But Drew Moore not showing any signs of that. He had 26 points today. So, yeah, obviously a quick turnaround for him. But as you say, the situation didn't have as much time to get in practice. But, you know, obviously
well,
that.
Yeah, and I think obviously we're definitely a team, you know, each week. We'll continually get better once we can work on more stuff and keep plugging away. I mean, our goal was hopefully close to Christmas time, be playing kind of where we would expect to be playing at. So, and you know, this tournament, we were just kind of go out and play and see kind of where we are. So, you know, like I said, hopefully tonight we could break through. It'll be a tough game tonight.
And, of course, tonight you got a conference opponent, Olney. It won't count in the conference race, but you already got a preview of what you'll see, you know, later on in the season with the LIC season going on.
Yeah, it's a conference team. We'll obviously play them later on, and then who knows, in the LIC tournament last year, I think we played Olney three times. So, you know, we always know that's possible.
Yeah, because you had could you play Olney in a couple of weeks, you know, and things like that.
Yes, quick turnaround
here
for them, yeah.
So, but, you know, I think, too, not having Mitchell Nash, a little bit of size in there can help out, you know, because you got a little bit of power from
there. Yeah, we got several kids on our bench that we think can help us later on this year, and hopefully, you know, they get healthy soon.
All right, Coach, we'll see you later tonight.
Right,
good luck with Olney. That's Red Hill basketball coach Brian Habel, and that will wrap up our broadcast for today. We invite you to join us at 7:30 this evening, approximately 7:30, depending on what time the first game wraps up tonight between Salem and Mount Carmel. But Red Hill and Red Hill will take on Olney this evening at about 7:30 p.m. this evening. So, Rob, obviously we're going to see some.
Yeah, and I'm going to watch some of this ball game. I think, like I said, I thought Mount Carmel and Salem would be the two teams to be the teams, and it would be. But I think that Sluthy should have an opportunity to beat Olney tonight.
We do have a scoreboard update from across the county over in Lawrenceville. Fairfield leads Lawrenceville 12-10. I believe that is at the end of the first quarter. And I'm going to... end of first quarter. And I'm going to try to quickly get a score update from the Tuscola game. They looks like Tuscola is still down 1 point, 37 seconds left at the Lena Winslow 38-yard line. But we need to head off the air, and we'll see you again tonight with the Red Hill Olney game tonight at the Capital Classic. That'll be right here at Red Hill, and you can listen to that game on the Legend, 99.3 FM and 9:10 AM. For the Lawrenceville game, go flip over to our sister station, Light 103. That'll be handled by Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman. So for Ron McKinley and our board operator, Dennis Poland, I'm Adam Reinhart. We'll see you again tonight. This has been Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
You've been listening to Lawrence County Capital Classic basketball action right here on WAKO, a DLC Media sports presentation. This game was brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, Varner Service Center, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bogue's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rucker's Candy, and Leggett Lumber. Stay tuned to Light 103 WAKO or 99.3 FM, 910 AM WAKO for coverage of the 2017 Lawrence County Basketball Capital Classic.